In Washington's race to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, a longtime rule went out the window. State agencies can now sign no-bid contracts with vendors if the work is related to the COVID-19 response. One beneficiary of this emergency policy has been a high-priced global consulting firm. But was it money well spent? Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
On May 1st, Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced his plan to begin reopening the state. It had been 6 weeks since he'd ordered people to stay home.
Today, I'm pleased to say that we are starting our careful, phased, science and data-driven process to reopen Washington's economy.
In that news conference, Inslee highlighted a chart from a local disease modeling group out of Bellevue. It showed the projected COVID infection rate for King County. But soon, the governor was getting data from another source, one he didn't advertise in his public appearances.
From boardrooms to the White House and beyond, McKinsey's influence in business is virtually unparalleled.
McKinsey is McKinsey & Company, a nearly 100-year-old consulting behemoth, sometimes known simply as the firm. As the coronavirus crisis swept the nation and the world, McKinsey was one of a number of firms that came knocking on Washington's door. Sherry Sawyer is a senior policy advisor to Inslee.
McKinsey's uniqueness to all the other offers we were getting is they already had a robust COVID health tool.
That tool offered a county-by-county look at the impacts of the pandemic, not just on people's health, but on the economy and on vulnerable populations. For instance, if consumer spending dropped by more than 15% in a particular county, that would get flagged. So would a dramatic increase in drug overdoses or suicide attempts. So Washington signed up for McKinsey's Governor's Decision Support Tool and access to a full-time team of four consultants. But it didn't come cheap. The cost was $165,000 a week. And that was a discounted government rate.
The costs are still enormous.
This is Ian McDougall, a journalist who's written about McKinsey for the investigative news site ProPublica. He estimates public sector spending on McKinsey's COVID-related services already tops $100 million. But McDougall questions what value taxpayers are getting in return, especially given the high cost. Take the governor's decision tool.
It's not clear to me why McKinsey is any better at doing that fairly simple task of just layering data and connecting it than anybody else's.
In a statement, a McKinsey spokesperson said the company is proud of the work it's done for the public sector during the pandemic. Inslee's office used McKinsey's tool for 8 weeks, but did not renew the service. Still, the governor's chief of staff, David Postman, says the data proved useful and that hiring McKinsey was part of Inslee's all-in approach to the crisis.
I will say that we've been aggressive in fighting this virus, and that has led us to do some different sorts of things. You know, we just were willing to try some things.
Federal CARES Act dollars will pay for McKinsey's services, but the idea of a lucrative no-bid contract with a multi-billion-dollar firm concerns State Senator John Braun. He's the ranking Republican on the Senate Budget Committee.
Sounds to me like, once again, kind of the high-end, high-tech folks of the world are making out like bandits during this pandemic, while folks that are on the margins are paying the price.
It's not just the governor's office. Since the start of the pandemic here, McKinsey has inked two other six-figure-a-week contracts, one with the state's Medicaid program, the other with the Employment Security Department to help it respond to massive fraud in the unemployment insurance system. In each of these cases, the contracts were signed without a competitive bidding process. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.